Obesity is a serious chronic disease, and the prevalence of obesity continues to increase in the United States. Obesity is common, serious, and costly. This epidemic is putting a strain on American families, affecting overall health, healthcare costs, productivity, and military readiness. I'm Dave Crooks. On today's Focus on the Community, we will discuss ways to live healthy lifestyles with better nutrition through healthier diets. My special guest is Courtney Scioli, a certified nutritionist. So Courtney, welcome to the program. Give us kind of a self-introduction and let the people listening to us know a little bit about your background and your expertise on this subject today.
Absolutely. Dave, thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to chatting with our audience today about nutrition and obesity specifically, and how we can ultimately prevent this. So as you said, my name is Courtney Scioli. I am a certified nutritionist and holistic health coach, and I'm the founder of Simply the App, which can be found in the app stores under Simply Nutrition Tips. Simply is an app which ultimately aims to help make people healthy. Similar to how you just mentioned the obesity epidemic, this is exactly what I, as a nutritionist and holistic health coach, want people to avoid in their life. And so I created Simply the Nutrition App to give people the health and nutrition tips that they need to live a healthy lifestyle for life. So for anyone who's looking into wanting to become healthier, interested in nutrition, wants to avoid becoming obese, I would highly recommend going into the App Store and downloading Simply under Simply Nutrition Tips to get the information that they need to live a healthy life.
Well, very good. And I'm a living testimony right now of someone who needs to lose some weight. As I get older, I'm 58, and I've had really no health problems, but I can tell that I'm about 40, 50 pounds obese officially. And my doctors have convinced me, hey, you need to lose a little weight to kind of work on some of my conditions. I've got psoriatic arthritis, for example. And, you know, when you've got inflammation and you're a little obese, it's kind of hard to tackle those things if you're not eating right. So I've greatly reduced my alcohol, for example, and I'm trying to be extra careful what I consume each day. So obviously, I'm hoping that my own experience and what we talk about today can be helpful to a lot of people in our area, because we're in an area, Terre Haute, Indiana, probably below the average income in the state of Indiana, as well as the Midwest. And you would agree that, you know, people who struggle with income, and it's not even, it's pretty tough right now with inflation and everything else going on, it's hard to eat healthy when you've got limited income. Would that be a fair statement?
You know, yes and no, right? So I think there's a misconception with eating healthy is expensive, right? And what I'll say with that is that, you know, eating healthy, unhealthy can also be very expensive.
True.
My family specifically, we essentially have no budget for eating out. We buy all of our groceries. We cook all of our food. I have two young children. So ultimately, I found ways to just cook things really quickly. Meal prep is our best friend. And with that, you know, if anything ever becomes more expensive, I truly believe that we are offsetting the cost by not eating out, and ultimately by creating our own food. You know, it's also very dependent on what you're purchasing. So it's very easy to go into the grocery store, you know, find a box of something labeled organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, which, by the way, does not mean healthy. Those are all marketing labels. And ultimately, what's going to tell you if something is healthy is by reading the back of the box. So reading those ingredient lists, reading the nutrition facts, does this have protein? Does this have vitamins? Does this have healthy fats in it? Or is it just another processed item on the shelf with a bunch of added sugar into it, right? That gives you essentially no nutritional value. Those items can be, for example, very expensive. But ultimately, you know, an organic banana is something that's a great healthy snack. Our family is able to afford natural and organic foods at a cost. And ultimately what it comes down to is cost comparing, right? So you don't necessarily have to eat 100% organic. While it is great to reduce pesticides, which ultimately can lead to issues in the body and potentially disease, if you're eating fruits and vegetables, that is the main thing that I always tell my clients, right? Be aware of what you're putting into your body. Eating healthy is possible for everybody. You know, you don't have to go buy avocados. Avocado costs right now. It has skyrocketed, right? You don't have to eat an avocado every day, but you can eat things, you know, say for example, like beans are a very, very great source of fiber and protein and ultimately are a low cost food. So it very much is just observing what you're purchasing. You know, energy drinks, for example, can be really expensive. Ice cream can get really expensive. Other dairy products can get pretty pricey. And so eating healthy and eating unhealthy, depending on what you're purchasing, can also be expensive too. And I also like to think of it long-term as well and what the food that you're purchasing can cost you. So something that's also expensive is being unhealthy and having disease and having to be on medication and being overweight, going to doctor's visits, that's expensive too. And if you are able to offset that cost in, you know, the last 20, 30 years of your life, because maybe you are spending a little bit more on groceries now, then that's going to help you later down the road. And it's also going to help your quality of life, right? So, you know, if you think of someone's last 20 or 30 years, it very much is typically teed up by what they did in the beginning of their life in making healthy choices. And in that last 20 or 30 years, if you live the beginning of your life healthy, maybe spending a little bit more on food, you're going to be able to keep working. You're going to be able to keep moving around and doing things in the later end of your life versus, you know, essentially just trying to kind of get through the day on medication, not able to cook for yourself, and just keeping this cycle of unhealthy eating going. So to try to remind everyone, you know, when you're purchasing food at the grocery store, it's not just about today. It's about next month, next year, later down the road, and really seeing, okay, what do we want to be spending our money on and what's the life we want to live? And how is what we're picking serving us? So very much if you think of foods, you know, I like to say that they can either heal you or they can harm you.
That's a good point.
Fruits, vegetables, spices, herbs, all of those sort of things are so great for you. And pretty much everything that's packaged is not good for you. And it has the potential to cause disease. It has the potential to cause ultimately vitamin deficiencies because you're not eating vitamin-rich food. And so, you know, when we talk about going back to the cost side of it, it's really a bigger picture that I try to help people paint. It's not just what does this cost me today? It's what is this going to cost me later down the road? And what's the life I want to live?
And let me interject a few things from the CDC website, and I want to get your take on some of this after I read a few points. Our nation's obesity problem has no single or simple solution. Obesity is reducing our nation's ability to have a productive workforce, as well as the number of young adults able to take part even in the armed forces. Obesity can lead to type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and some cancers. Healthy eating patterns and regular physical activity help people achieve and maintain a healthy weight starting at an early age and continuing throughout life. The CDC claims that about 1 in 5 children are considered obese and 1 in 3 adults struggle with obesity. And you alluded to the cost of what this can do to someone down the road. And the CDC claims that the United States spends at least $147 billion annually on obesity-related health care. And when you look at our young adults, 1 in 4 are too heavy to serve in the military. And they even add a couple of more nuggets. Fewer than 1 in 10 children and adults eat the recommended daily amount of vegetables. And fewer than 1 in 4 youth get enough physical activity each day. And that's about the same for adults. So obviously, we're sort of killing ourselves in a way when we choose not to be active and we choose to eat the wrong stuff.
Absolutely. Obesity is, you know, it's a very, very sad thing going on in our country right now. But the best part of it is that there's hope in the sense that it's preventable. And if you are obese today, you don't necessarily have to be obese in a year. You can change your life. You have the tools, you have the power to change your life and ultimately benefit yourself in so many different ways to be healthy. And with Simply, the app specifically, I really founded it because people are so fixated in this country on weight. They everything about food to them is about weight and losing 5 pounds or being skinnier for the beach or getting my summer body back. And quite honestly, that, you know, that's a motivating factor for some, but it's not enough of a motivating factor for a lot of people. And when we think of food and we think of nutrition, there's so much more to it than weight. It is so many other emotional factors. It is, how do I want to wake up and feel in the morning? It is, when I'm 80 years old, do I want to be able to walk around with my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren? When I am a young dad, do I want to be able to chase my son around and play soccer with him? When I'm a young mom, do I want to set the right example for my kids to really give them the framework of nutrition that they need to continue to go through life and make their own healthy choices and live a healthy life? It is, when I am a little bit older, do I want to be able to get on the airplane to go to my kids' college graduation, right? It's all of these emotional factors of, what do I want to be able to do in life, and what do I want to feel like? And also, what do I want to give my money to? Do I want to give my money to being unhealthy and giving my money to the healthcare system and medications and doctor's visits and scans and blood draws? Is that where I want to spend my money, or do I want to spend my money on experiences and enjoying life? And there's so much more to, like, being healthy than just weight. And obesity specifically is so much focused on weight loss, weight loss, weight loss, which is great. People need to lose weight. Do not put the extra pounds on your body, because that just adds extra emotional weight to the rest of your life, in my opinion. I've never been obese, but I was at a place in my life at one point where I was overweight, and it affected my life in so many different ways that I didn't realize in the moment. It affected my confidence. It affected my ability to be athletic in the way that I wanted to. It affected, you know, the clothes I could and would not wear. It added frustrations in my life that I didn't realize, right, you know, going and buying, trying to buy a pair of shorts at the store, I would get so frustrated. And so it is so much more than just what you weigh and how to lose weight. It's the motivating factors of why, right? And there's so much opportunity that you have in front of you if you're living in a healthy body, which means at a healthy weight. And there's so much less excess that you're going to have to carry through life physically and emotionally if you are able to get rid of that weight. And so much of a big part of it really goes into, like, one, people are not eating the right foods, right? So a healthy diet consists of tons of fruits and vegetables. Incorporate these into every part of your day, choosing whole grains, eating protein, making sure you drink water. There are so many just sugar-filled, artificially flavored-filled, artificial color-filled, you know, carbonated drinks out there that serve zero purpose to the body, zero. They're doing nothing for you. Why they exist? They exist because people buy them and it's making companies money.
Sure.
Right? All you need is water. All you need is water. We talk about things that are expensive. People will go and spend so much money on sodas and drinks and all sorts of stuff at the grocery store. Water is free. Water is at your house. Water is a resource that, you know, for the most part, most people have. And it's inexpensive, right? So there's a quick swap for people. And it also comes down to eating high-protein foods and limiting things that are processed and on the shelf. I like to say, if it can live for more than 30 days on the shelf, then it's going to live too long in my body, and that's probably not normal. So the obesity epidemic, the hope of it is that it's preventable, and so much of it is education. And Simply specifically, we actually donate a percentage of our quarterly profits to kids' nutrition programs every single quarter. And the reason being is because I believe so much in the power of giving kids the framework that they need at a very young age to see, what can food do to me? You know, so much of what we're taught nowadays is eat vegetables, eat protein, eat fruit, all that sort of stuff, right? And the you sit there and you say, okay, you know, people have told me this, but there's so much more power when you know specifically what those foods are doing for you. It's simply, for example, one of the tips that people would get is, you know, eat strawberries for health, heart health. It's no coincidence that strawberries are actually shaped like a heart. The vibrant red berries, they actually have the opportunity to increase your good cholesterol and they lower your blood pressure. And then parsley, for example, you know, something that people don't know about parsley is that it's one of the most disease-fighting plants on the planet. And it supports bone health, it has antioxidants, and it can assist in heart health. And it ultimately has vitamin K, C, and A in it as well, which are so great for our immunity and eye health, and ultimately just helping age your body. And so much of nutrition, just like anything else in life, people need to learn about it, right? You know, when we think about motivating factors, knowledge is such power. And if we're able to really teach people about what food does for them and kind of give them the synopsis of this is what an unhealthy lifestyle looks like at 40, 50, 60, 70 years old. This is what a healthy lifestyle looks like at 40, 50, 60, 70 years old. Those things can be such greater motivating factors than just lose weight. Or a doctor telling you, like, you need to drop 40 pounds.
And let's think about, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to finish and say, you know, as a person, you're telling me I just need to lose weight, which I think anybody can say, that doesn't make anyone feel good, right? Our weight is a part of our person. And when you tell someone you have to get rid of some of that, it can feel a little invasive, right?
Right.
And so it's bigger than just losing weight to be healthier. It's what does this look like long term?
And I do think that you touched on it earlier, but planning is really critical, it seems to me, when it comes to healthy diets, because let's face it, the average American, we're always in a hurry. We're multitasking more than ever before. We're out the door in the morning. Oh, how about I go through the drive-through at the fast food and just pick up one of those breakfast sandwiches, and the same thing happens at lunchtime and even at night. Oh, what am I going to plan for dinner? Oh, I'll just go through a fast food place and grab more food. And then we look back at the whole week and it's like, wow, we've eaten all this fast food and we wonder why we've put on some extra pounds. And here's a question that my wife wanted me to ask you. I like to eat salads and I've kind of gotten programmed to pick up those pre-bagged salads. Are those things really that healthy, or do the preservatives kind of make them a bit unhealthy because of, you know, all this, there's like 40 different choices, for example, at my local grocery store when it comes to those pre-packaged salads. Is that a good idea, bad idea?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I'll go back to just really quickly the whole drive-through stuff. So as a country, we are so focused on convenience in every single aspect. Everything can be delivered quickly. It can be picked up. It can be done for us. I have personally timed the amount of time it takes me to leave my house, go to a drive-through, pick up food, and this is for testing purposes, and coming back to my house for both breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And in every single incident, I was actually able to more quickly make something at my house. To make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with the right bread and the right jelly and the right peanut butter, I'm not saying every single PB&J is healthy, but you can make them healthy. It takes 30 seconds. To make a thing of eggs takes 2 minutes. To put avocado on the side of your plate takes 15 seconds. We are just so programmed to go get it done where we don't have to clean up any of the mess, right?
Right.
It's actually so simple and so easy. Similar to your salad that you're getting. You have an opportunity to every single week, you can get a Ziploc bag. You go and put all your lettuce into it. You chop up all your cucumber, your peppers, your seeds. You put them all into the bag. You have your own dressing that you want to bring. You know, maybe you bring it to the station with you and it essentially just stays in the fridge there. And you have some chicken that you make at the beginning of the week that you then go and heat up on lunch and you add it into your salad on a plate, and you've made your own prepackaged salad. So the problem with a lot of these prepackaged salads is, one, preservatives in them, two, added sugar into the dressings, because ultimately everyone's goal is to make them taste good. Depending on the salad that you're getting, you know, what are the nutrient values in them, right? Sometimes it is lettuce with croutons, with cheese or tortilla strips, and, you know, from there, you don't really have anything else. I would highly encourage everyone to really try to buy as minimal amount of packaged stuff as possible, because the goal of that product ultimately is for it to stay on the shelf and stay good as long as possible. And unfortunately, the reality of it is that it is cooked with ingredients that you normally wouldn't cook with in your home for flavor enhancement. It is filled with potentially, and again, depends on the specific salad, ingredients that are used to preserve things like the dressing that really have no benefit, no use, no purpose. They do nothing good for your body, right? And then they also have things like, you know, croutons, for example, that have sugar and additional flavor enhancers and more preservatives. And so I always recommend everyone to just try to meal prep and make things on your own. And when we also go and we look at, you know, what do those dressings have in them? If they're cream-based and milk-based, I mean, you're just adding calories and calories and fat, versus if you use something that is an avocado or an olive oil base, you're getting healthy fat, and you're able to use a dressing that is going to benefit your body much greater.
We got to wind this down here in just a few moments, but I know that the person that helped connect us today for some of these tips, they had some suggestions on everything from healthy recipes, which I'm willing to put up on our social media site when we talk about this program this weekend. But they specifically mentioned two products that seem to be helpful when it comes to good nutrition and kind of improving people's healthy recipes. Would you elaborate a bit on that? Those two items?
Absolutely. So two great brands that definitely fit into the bucket of healthier choices at the grocery store are Barney Butter, which is an amazingly delicious and spoon-worthy creamy almond butter that's made with almonds and is ultimately non-GMO, gluten-free, and peanut-free, knowing that it's almonds. And then Lano Life as well. It's a high protein ingredient that ultimately is great for busy lives. Just as you were saying, Dave, this is perfect for you. It's one of nature's best superfoods as a bone broth. And it's nutrition focused, and ultimately it's high protein and collagen rich. And it tastes great when added to different recipes and food items. So when we think about specifically what the benefits are of eating a nutrition-rich diet, it's improved heart health, reduced risk of illness and disease, including cancer, improved mood and increased energy, better gut health, better sleep, and then going onto the obesity side, weight loss. And so let's talk about a few different ways that we can use some different ingredients like Lano Life and Barney Butter for recipes. Lano Life, for example, is great added into a soup. And then Barney Butter specifically is great added into a smoothie, or as we were just talking about PB&J, adding it onto a PB&J.
Well, I'm definitely going to post a couple of recipes that were sent along that we'll share with our listeners, too. It'll be quicker just to stick it on our Facebook pages and let people kind of take a peek after this interview, and they may want to try it. But I will mention that a couple of the recipes, you've got the information in front of you. I guess the Lono Life's broccoli cheddar soup, that looks really amazing. And also Barney Butter's Clean Out Your Fridge smoothie, which my wife's a big smoothie fan, and I'm starting to warm up to the idea. We'll definitely post those. But just to kind of wrap this up, you know, I've only been on this kind of more strict diet for the past week, and I've already taken some pounds off, but I'm feeling better, and my inflammation is down, which is kind of what finally motivated me to do this, because my doctor's like saying, hey, you want to be on a medication for the rest of your life, or do you want to do what's necessary to keep you off more medicines and just live longer? And I'm like, well, that's kind of a no-brainer. I think I want to live longer and just kind of do a better job with my diet and reduce my alcohol. And again, a weekend into this, I'm kind of motivated to continue on. And I think people, if they just take more time to do a little research, plan and prepare their meals and not just be always on the go and drive into another fast food drive-through restaurant, we'll definitely take a big stab at reducing obesity. And that has a lot of benefits for everyone in the long haul.
Dave, I love hearing this. And sounds like you have a good doctor on your hands who's really giving you the right motivating factors. And I ask you to please keep checking in with me. I really want to hear about your journey and ultimately how you're becoming healthier. And inflammation, for example, such a great point. I mean, if you look at how your hands look in the morning after you've eaten good for a few days, there's decreased swelling. You don't feel that joint pain. You can feel the benefits of incorporating healthy things into your diet almost immediately. It's crazy. And Dave, I encourage you to look at your face in the morning. Start looking at the vibrancy, look at your energy levels, and use all these things as motivating factors to say, wow, the right foods are really doing my body well. And you'll notice, like, hey, a few weeks ago when I wasn't incorporating all this healthy food and I was eating more poorly, that stuff was dragging me down. I don't want to be that way,
yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
So keep looking at how you feel. I'm proud of you for taking the next steps to just live a healthier lifestyle. It is so, so important. And just the benefits that you will reap are so much greater than the temporary satisfaction that you will get from anything in the pantry.
Courtney Scioli, we thank you very much for being with us today, and we'll stay in touch and we'll have you back on a future program to give more people good information about healthy lifestyles.
Thank you, Dave, so much. And I hope everyone can just choose the right foods, be healthy. It's so important, and it will just benefit your life greatly to put the right things into your body. And please download Simply in the app stores under Simply Nutrition Tips, or check out more at downloadsimply.com.
Thanks again, Courtney. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday mornings at 6 on 104.9 WAXI, 7 a.m. on WAMB, AM 1130, 106.9 and 99.5, Sundays at 6 a.m. on 105.5 WVIG, and 7 a.m. on 92.7 WFMB. For a download of this show and other past programs, visit any one of our radio station websites. I'm Dave Crooks. Thanks for listening.